Hey, I'm Steph and I'm from Tralee, and currently we're sitting here in Finnish looking out at the water and the pier, and it's a grey day, but it's still beautiful nonetheless.
Yeah, I was just saying, first impressions, I'm like a wet dog at the moment in a misty rain, but you know, you were just saying that the sea is still calm.
Yeah, it's very calm today. It's lovely and there's people in swimming. I don't think anybody gets stopped from the weather out here in Finnish. There's always someone in the water.
Mm-hmm. Now, you chose today's location. Mm-hmm. Why Finnish?
I think there's something really special about Finnish. There's a massive sense of community out here. And I think any time I've ever come out here, you know, you'll always see people in the water like that. There's sea swimming groups and the different cafes kind of dotted around as well. There's just a massive sense of community out here. And like the views alone are obviously breathtaking, but there's just something different about Finnish. And I think as well, because it's not necessarily on like the Ring of Kerry. It's not part of the Dingle Peninsula. It's very much kind of feels like it's a place kind of for the people of Kerry. It's not a big tourist spot. But no, it's just beautiful. And again, like I said, there's the sense of community that you get out here. There's always something going on. And it's just, yeah, I think it's very special.
I do find out with Finnish as well is that everyone is so kind here as well, and they want to help one another.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. Like last year I was out here and with my friend Ciara Dolan, she's a wildlife biologist, and we ran some paint and sip events out here in the Boathouse Cafe, and they were brilliant to us. You know, it was all part of a fundraiser for the Fianna Coast Conservation Group, and they hosted us there for the few events that we had. They were amazing. And we also had some paintings for sale in Mike's Cafe, and they were flying off the walls as well. And everyone was just so open to supporting us and running the events, and also to supporting the Fianna Coast Conservation Group as well.
Mm-hmm. Which also, you know, is so important to have those groups, and it's like the RNLI as well. You know, without people supporting them, how could they happen?
Yeah, exactly. Like you see the Christmas swim out here and there's hundreds of people on the beach, and it's all part of a fundraiser for the RNLI. And just again, like this, the sense of togetherness, and it's just an amazing day.
Mm-hmm. Now, I found you, Steph, through Instagram. Really nice to capture where you're going in Kerry. So tell us a bit about how you got that, because you're in software engineering, aren't you?
Yeah. So it's She Wanders West, and I had actually started it. I just got a memory there the other day. I started the page 6 years ago this week.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah.
And I had started it initially as kind of a camper van conversion page. So I'd started converting a camper, and I was travelling around Kerry and kind of around Ireland as well. And I had started as that. And kind of over the last couple of years, that changed. I don't have a camper anymore. And I've just been out exploring Kerry. And I love photography and videography. And I just love sharing that with people. And I think, growing up in Tralee, there was very much a mentality with young people, oh, there's nothing to do in Tralee, and you know, it's a boring place and everything. But there's so much. Like, I have been exploring Kerry for about 10 years, like really intentionally exploring Kerry for about 10 years now, and there's still so much that I haven't seen.
I can imagine.
Yeah, so just sharing that with people, I think, is just, and just showing them what's out there, and just trying to kind of encourage other people to get out as well. And I think the more that you see it, the more that you appreciate it and respect it as well.
Mm-hmm. So let's go back to when you first set up the page and you were renovating a camper van, I should say. Tell us a bit about that and why you were doing that.
So I had moved to London for a year. That's the only kind of stint I've really done outside of Kerry, bar a bit of college in Cork as well. But I had moved to London for a year, and when I was coming home, I was kind of going off exploring, and I started to grow that appreciation for it a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And then I moved home after a year when I was expecting my daughter, and then really started exploring and started camping in the back of the car, exploring like along the Wild Atlantic Way, and did that. I ended up going the whole way up along the Wild Atlantic Way for about 10 days in the car.
Ooh.
And my dad has always been into campers, and he was like, nope, you have to get a camper, like you have to get on this now. So started looking into it, and was going back to college at the time after having my daughter, and the most affordable option was to convert to camper. Mm-hmm. And I had seen a lot of people on Instagram as well that were doing the same, and ended up connecting with so many amazing people. And, you know, we started organising meetups and everything. Some of them, like, that was, like I said, about 6 years ago when I started the page. And there's some of them that are still brilliant friends. There's two or three of them. Next year I'm going to go to Morocco and climb Mount Toubkal with, like, just amazing connections that I've made through it. So yeah, that was kind of where it started.
Yeah, and I suppose, as you said there, you travelled the Wild Atlantic Way. Now, we're so lucky here in Kerry that we are part of that. Mm-hmm. I went up to Sligo there about maybe 6 weeks ago to see that part of the Wild Atlantic Way, and it's unbelievable. So tell us a bit about what it was like.
Yeah, it was brilliant. When I had first started doing it, I kind of did it section by section, because I had a newborn baby at the time, so it was kind of like, you know, I could only go so far.
So she also got to experience it.
Yeah, oh, she's a massive explorer, Sophia. She's brilliant. She loves getting out, especially out to Finnet. I think it's one of her favourite places. We love coming back here, rock pooling. But yeah, I kind of started out doing it little section by section, and then she had gone away on holidays for a week with her nan, and while she was gone, had gone up the country then to kind of do the rest of it. So I had done kind of Cork and Kerry while she was around, and then went off for the few days while she was gone and completed it. But yeah, the Kerry section of it, I really enjoyed actually doing it kind of section by section, because I found when I did it all in the one run, by the time I got to Donegal, I was kind of sick of looking at the same, like, you know, the beaches are beautiful and I don't take it for granted by any means, but you're kind of looking at the same thing over and over again. It's nice to kind of break it up, I think, and just do it bit by bit. I think it's just an amazing thing that we have.
I imagine there's plenty of people here in Kerry that have been to parts of the Wild Atlantic Way, but probably haven't done it section by section like you said. So what were your top highlights?
Oh, that's really hard. It's been a while now since I had done the full Wild Atlantic Way. Like I said, that was probably, my daughter's 9 now, so yeah, that was probably 8 years ago that I had done the full section. But in Kerry, there's so much. I think recently I was up around Bromore Cliffs and Ballybunion, and I think North Kerry is very much overlooked at times, again, because a lot of emphasis is put on the Ring of Kerry and the Dingle Peninsula, and they're both amazing, obviously, but there's a lot in North Kerry as well, like Finnet, for example. Up around the Bromore Cliffs, down around Carrisaveen, Cathar Daniel, Derrynane, Sneem, like there's so many.
Yeah.
St Finian's Bay down in South Kerry is so beautiful, and down around Ballinskellig's. I think heading outside of Kerry, from what I can remember, Kilkee is amazing. You know, you can get the ferry from Tarbert in North Kerry across to Kilrush, I think it is, and then travel down along the Kilkee Cliffs, which are gorgeous. Westport, Achill Island, all up around there, and Donegal as well. I still have a good bit of Donegal to do. I had kind of skipped sections, so I'm mad to get back up to Donegal and see more of it as well.
So could I see maybe on the horizon that you could do like little trips for people in the future who want to explore the Kerry Wild Atlantic Way?
Yeah, I would love to do it. At the moment I'm working towards my mountain skills 1 and 2 to get those qualifications, and then I think eventually I would like to do the mountain leader and kind of have a full, I don't know, maybe one day have like some sort of a tourism package, or, you know, do different tours. My dad is, he was a bus driver, so he'd be a great one to bring along with me and to tour us around.
So, you know, you were saying that you work in software engineering, which is so different to your hobbies. So how do you balance that?
Yeah, it's funny. I had gone back to college when my daughter was 6 months old, and I was doing a medical legal secretary course, and then I decided to go on and continue it on and do the software development course in Tralee in MTU. And I found that, like, I'm a very creative person, and I found that there was a lot of creativity in software development and software engineering, particularly in web development, which is kind of what I work mainly in now. And I had actually done a project at one point, an entrepreneur program, and with that I was kind of trying to push the creative side of it, because a lot of people think it's very maths based and logical, and it is in one sense, but it's also very creative. And I think a lot of people don't see that side of it.
So you kind of find then that you found your niche in it.
Yeah, for sure. And I love it, I really do. And it's great to be able to work remotely and to be able to stay in Kerry to do that as well. You know, there's a lot of options in Kerry, but there's a great amount of options as well that allow you to work remotely and with the flexibility.
And, you know, that was something that probably wasn't heard of, like, you know, even if you talk about COVID times. But now that you have those options out there, it's amazing because you get to learn so much about your role, but also still have your home life.
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, with my daughter, it's brilliant to be able to work remotely with her. Last summer, I went down and spent a week in Carrisaveen, and I was still working away while she was going off to a summer camp in Carrisaveen. It was a brilliant marine biology summer camp that she was doing. So, you know, just to have that flexibility alone was excellent. Like, it was like a little mini holiday that we had in Carrisaveen for the week, and to be able to still work away without having to take the time off and, you know, have the flexibility of it.
Yeah, unbelievable. You know, you were talking loads about your daughter, how she comes with you and explores with you. So what's it like watching her, you know, your child growing in these footsteps that she can be outdoors and, you know, get a piece of what you love?
Yeah, I think it's really, really important for the younger generation to, like I said, when you go out and explore it and you kind of grow that appreciation for it. I've been coming out to Fianna with her since she was so small, and you know, when the tide is low, we'll go out and we'll explore the rock pools, and she loves going away. She'd always call like going away in the camper, going on her holidays, and she loves going away camping, and try to get her into the hiking a little bit more, but she's not a huge fan of the hiking at the moment. I brought her out one last year, and yeah, she was kind of giving out to me after, so I'll have to leave her off with that one for a while. But she loves getting into the water, and like I said, that even that summer camp that she did last year in Carrisavine, I think it's called Sea Synergy, the group that were doing it, and every day I'd collect her from the summer camp, and we'd be walking along the beach, and she'd be like, oh mom, look at this, and she was telling me about the different little bubbles on the seaweed and how you could tell what age the seaweed was, and she was so interested. And I really see it, like when we come out to the beach, we were out here recently, and you know, it had been really busy over the sunshine, and she was like, mom, look at this rubbish, and like giving out about people littering on the beach, and like she really, I see that appreciation in her, and I see how much she loves it and how curious she is about it and wanting to learn more as well.
Yeah, and you know, she is the future, you know, and having those moments with her is so vital to see what she becomes for this environment.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so important that the younger generation are involved in getting to know what's around them, and like there's so much to explore, like I said, in Kerry. Like I mentioned the Fianna Coast Conservation Group earlier, and they do amazing work out here. They're doing a lot of work to protect the Tombolo at the back beach. I don't know if you know about that one, but they're doing amazing work to protect that, and you know, it's really important. She's kind of come along with me as well to the different paint and sip, or not the paint and sip events, but when I was selling the paintings in Mike's Cafe, and she was so excited about it all, and to learn about, you know, the protection of the Tombolo and the importance of it to the different wildlife habitats that are back there, all of the different seabirds that come back there. And yeah, it's just, it's great to see her becoming a part of that.
Yeah, I can imagine. Now, I get this impression from you, even though you said you were nervous, you seem like a very calm person. Do you think you're very calm because of how you spend your time and your energy?
I think I've always been a pretty calm person. I'm very laid back, quite easily going, and yeah, I think it definitely helps. You know, I think a big thing with the hiking is, you know, when your thoughts are big, it's nice to go somewhere where you feel small, and I think that's really nice at the mountains. And you know, when you come out to, like, there's so many times, again, we're so lucky with the amount of beaches and just amazing places that we have in Kerry. I live near Banna in Ardfert, and there's been so many days that I've gone out there for a run in the morning, and you have the whole place to yourself, and it definitely helps to calm the mind, and just to be outdoors, like, it's the best medicine.
Yeah, I can imagine. And what do you learn about yourself when you do go out to those big places and you're just one small little fraction of it?
I think you gain so much confidence in it. Last year I did my first solo hike, and like I had a lot of friends that I used to go hiking with on a regular basis, and a lot of them have left Kerry. And I did my first solo hike, and the confidence that it gives you to kind of go out on your own, and just, I think, you know, I'll never go out into the mountains or out for a walk anywhere and stick headphones in, and you know, you just go out and you listen to the wind and listen to the birds or whatever it is that you're around, and I think it really, like I said, it just calms the mind, it gives you a real sense of kind of confidence, and definitely helps with yeah, just confidence in yourself, and you know, that you're capable of hard things. But yeah, last year I did that solo hike. It was in Ballydavidhead in Dingle. And just 2 weeks ago, I held my first social hike in the same place. So it was a really full circle moment. It was really nice, yeah.
How was it?
It was brilliant. It was really good. I've had a lot of people asking me. So I've been doing a lot of solo hiking over the last year, and I really, really love it. But I've had a lot of people asking me and reaching out to me about coming hiking as well. So I bit the bullet and put it up on Instagram that I was going to organise a social hike, and I wanted to cap it at 10 people for the first one, and I had about 40 people respond that they were interested in coming hiking.
Unreal.
Yeah, so it was really good, and the event went great. We went to Ballydavidhead, and then we went to Glow Saunas on Vale Bawn Strand after, which is a beautiful sauna.
Nice way to end the hike.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah. Oh, it was brilliant, and we were overlooking Ballydavidhead where we had just been on the hike as well, so it was a really perfect way to end it, and Carol that runs it is brilliant as well. So yeah, it was really, really lovely. And after that event, I'm going to hold another one again over the next couple of weeks and kind of just do it when I can. But again, I put up a potential date the other day, and another additional 15 or 20 people express an interest in it. So the interest is there, and people are really looking to connect at the moment. And I think there's no better way to do that than outdoors and, you know, while soaking up the beauty of what we have around
us. Well, there's nothing nicer than kind of going on a hike and having your lunch then with your hot cup of tea and from your flask, and it just tastes that bit better, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I always bring a cheese board on a hike as well. I was out the other day and my friend, I had put up a picture of my cheese board when I was out exploring, and my friend messaged me and she said, you should actually just call your page the Travelling Cheese Board.
It's a good idea.
It's very apt, yeah. So no, I love to bring a cheese board along, and just, I was saying to one of my friends, we went for a lovely picnic in Minigahan there recently to watch the sunset, and I was like, you just need to romanticise your life and like do these nice things for yourself. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, we went up, we had one of the girls that was with us is also a wildlife biologist, and there was a lovely little bird, it was a ringed plover I think, and it was kind of hopping along on its side and waving its wing, and having her there, she was able to tell us that he's trying to distract us all at the moment because he must have a nest, or she must have a nest around here somewhere. And the amount that you learn from other people, and you know, you just surround yourself with like-minded people, I think is the big thing.
And do I take it that none of these people knew each other?
No, none of these people knew each other. There was a few when we arrived there and everyone kind of started to gather. It was like, oh, hi, I know you from somewhere. Or I know you're from somewhere. You know, there was connections there that people didn't expect. But it was really lovely. And it was nice to have a small group as well. I put up the drone at one point and, you know, everybody had kind of gone along because I was getting the drone ready. And I could just see like little groups of two going down the mountain together and everyone just chatting away. And yeah, it was really, really nice. And yeah. There was a big charity hike in Cairn Toohill there recently, set up by Lorraine Sebastova in honour of her daughter, Liliana. And there was about 70 people showed up for the hike. And it was just, the buzz was amazing. You know, it was so emotional, but it was also just amazing to see the amount of people that were just out and connecting. And yeah, it was just really special.
And you're like, you know, as you say, it's amazing how you make connections through social media now, but it's also the old fashioned way of connecting people together by being out and about and just being away from all the distractions of the world.
Yeah, massively. Like, I've made so many friends through Instagram, and you know, you always say don't meet strangers from the internet. But there's some great groups out there. There was one group kind of set up there, I think about a year. They just celebrated a year actually, Social Strides, and it was a hiking group as well. They're based in Cork and they've been running loads of events, and you know, I went along to a hike with them last year and it was brilliant. Like, I think there was about maybe 15 to 20 people there that day.
So for the next 12 months, Steph, where do you see yourself?
Yeah, I'd love to do more of the social hikes. I'd love to do more of the paint and sip events that I'd ran last year that were fundraisers for the conservation group. Like I was saying, I'd like to kind of get more involved in different initiatives like that. I also did a piece of work there recently I won't say it's a new initiative, but the Kerry Wildlife Corridors with the Kerry County Council. They're doing a lot of work as well at the moment promoting our wildlife and the different habitats. So there's so much going on, and yeah, I just want to get involved more and in a creative way. Like I said, you know, I'm very creative and I love kind of bringing the two together. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we'll see more social hikes, kind of more events like that, and just bringing people together.
Mm-hmm. And the best place to find you?
On Instagram, it is She Wanders West, and that's kind of the main place that I would use. Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. Listen, Steph, it's been very fascinating to talk to you, and hopefully we get a few more people on those hikes, and hopefully we can all find a time to go with you.
Yeah, definitely. No, it'd be brilliant. Like I said, there's certain places that we kind of have to cap numbers, but I'll try to run them every couple of weeks and keep it going. And yeah, and you know, obviously you're going to meet people through it as well, like-minded people, and there's no reason you can't go off and organise your own hikes with them too. So yeah, it's exciting. It's an exciting time.